The risk of a false flag attack against the United States of America, that is, you know, domestically, or against U.S. military forces, especially naval vessels, that risk is now extremely high. And Israel is the nation that they're the king of false flags. They know how to carry out any kind of false flag that's necessary to push their agenda. They were involved in 9/11, obviously. Of course, they have exploding pagers. We now find out that they hacked the traffic cameras in Iran in order to track the movements and the location of the Ayatollah Khamenei. So they actually hacked the traffic cameras in order to track him and kill him and his family members as well. So they know how to do all of this. And when they see that the majority of Americans oppose this war with Iran, which is currently the case, according to recent polls, roughly about 60% of the American people oppose the war. Well, Israel wants to have full support for the war, like, you know, 9/11 level support, which was almost, 80 or 90%, something like that, because the propaganda was really well organized in 2001. And also, people didn't have a lot of internet options then. They didn't have the alternative media very much. You know, things were very, very different in 2001 in terms of who controlled access to information. So today, Israel, seeing that most Americans do not support this war, they are no doubt scheming some kind of attack on a target, most likely in the United States. And in this case, it has to be something big. They will want it to be something that will absolutely terrify the American people and will get 80 or 90% of the population to blame Iran. That's the most important part of this, is that it has to be blamed on Iran. Now, there doesn't have to be any evidence linking it to Iran. That just has to be the narrative. As long as they push the narrative and they have a photo of some guy who looks kind of Middle Eastern and they say he's, you know, an Iranian agent or whatever, that's all that's required. And most people in America will buy it, especially the brainwashed, heavily vaccinated, Fox News watching Christian Zionist boomers, who are primarily the only real people who support this war at this point, because they've lost the ability to think rationally. And yes, I think vaccines actually had a lot to do with that. I think there's a lot of brain damage from the jabs. And most of those people took the jabs, and they kept taking them. They're still taking them. So the brain damage keeps being inflicted. It's really quite something. All right, so 9/11 was a big psychological attack on America, obviously. It had the effect that was intended. It got America to go to war against Israel's enemies in the Middle East. You know, Iraq in particular, but also Afghanistan. Now, Iran is the one country remaining on Israel's destruction list. It's the one remaining. Syria held out for a long time, but that fell last year. So now it's down to Iran. And this is a regime change operation. But to blame Iran at a level that would terrorize America today, it would have to be something more than 9/11, something bigger. Because I think the American people have been anesthetized against a lot of violence. And so literally just toppling a couple of buildings, or three buildings in the case of 9/11, and killing 3,000 Americans, well, that was very psychologically terrifying in 2001. Today, they would have to turn up the volume on that quite a lot. They need, in their minds, because this is the way that the Zionists think, they need something massive that kills more like 30,000 people, or maybe 100,000 Americans. So in order to do that, they need a nuke. They need a nuke. The thing is, they've got nukes because the U.S. illegally gave Israel nukes. And importantly, Israel has the capability to sneak those nukes into the United States and have the State Department look the other way and have Homeland Security look the other way, because, of course, the entire federal government right now works for Israel. So if Israel wants to do something like, let's say, park a nuke in Denver, Colorado or something, Yeah, the State Department will say, sure, yeah, go for it. Marco Rubio, well, that's necessary. Yeah, we have to sacrifice some Americans in order to get public support for the war. They would justify it. And, of course, Trump would do whatever he's ordered to do because he is, you know, Netanyahu's puppet and has been for a long time. So, don't be surprised if there's a nuke in America or something smaller would be a dirty bomb. Still a nuclear classification event. You know, it's still the release of radiation, but without an actual nuclear detonation. Rather, a conventional detonation that disperses radiological material. That would be panic-inducing. And if that can be blamed on Iran, then, you know, it's mission accomplished. They could render a large area of a city uninhabitable for easily months, maybe years, maybe longer, depending on sort of what radioisotope was dispersed. You know, if it's cesium-137, then it's going to be more than just a few years. Now, a false flag could also be committed against U.S. naval vessels. That is the sinking of a vessel and a large vessel, even an aircraft carrier, and then blamed on Iran, even though Israel would just pull another USS Liberty like they did in 1967, attacking the USS Liberty, trying to blame it on Egypt. You could see Israel sinking a U.S. I don't know, a frigate, a carrier, a destroyer. I don't even know what all the ships are these days. You could see Israel sinking a ship, blaming it on Iran, and then the U.S. obedient media reporting, oh my God, Iran sank, you know, you sank my battleship, like the old game. And then that would spur most Americans to get behind the escalation of war on Iran, and in particular, the justification of the use of nuclear weapons on Iran. That's why I think the false flag is going to be a radiological event, because then Trump and Rubio will argue, well, Iran already nuked us first, so we're nuking them in response. So watch out, folks. It could be a nuclear event, could be a radiological event happening in America any day now, and that's going to be, you know, catastrophic in so many ways, to the economy, to the psychology. Be prepared for that. I will keep you posted as best I can. You can follow all my work at brightvideos.com, and you can also catch my articles, my analysis, and my very popular infographics at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Be safe. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.